Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 18 Indlalanja 2022 Praxis Jeremiah. Indabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Section of the law is that Section 239J of the Constitution of Zimbabwe gives the Commission broad powers to instruct any person in the employment of the state or of a local authority for purpose of ensuring the efficient, free, fair, proper and transparent conduct of any election or referendum. So in essence, this would only be unlawful
Have a commission ever known as okay to a Zimbabwe Electoral Commission? But here, Kupambani Lomte to Husavin Sana Wabola Vizon Vigela, by his seven Zakulumende, Zimetisa Wunda was okay to. ZANPF basungule uhlelo lwabo lokukhankasela ukuthola ukusekelo ukuthola amabhayi elections lukhokhelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli waleli bandla umnumzana Kembo Mahadi. Kuliviki uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi womdumo we-afropop uMakhosini Dominic Nkomo odume ngegama lakhe kwezokucula elithi Marco Dre. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizo zizwa kulo msakazo. Abe commission ebona ngezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission bathi akuphambani lomthetho ukusebenzisana kwabo labezomvikela loba izisebenzi zikahulumende zincedisa kundaba zokhetho. Izek ithi labo abathi lokhu kuncedisa ekuqilweni kokhetho kabalethe ubufakazi. Umlondolozi Ndlovu uzethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ekhuluma lentatheli izindaba eHarare Obe emele umholi wezeki Nkosikazi Jane Phamizira Ichikiji uveze ukuba akula ngenye indlela ikomishini le engacila ngayo ukhetho njalo abantu abangakunazeliyo ukuthi inkulumo ezinje zenza abantu bengabe lesifiso sokubhalisa ukuvota. Uthi kuyamangalisa ukuba amabandla ezombusazwe akhangele ukuba avotele ukhetho kodwa ahambe sola njalo ezeki bona bekhangelele ukuba ibale amavoti abo.
Position of the law is that Section 239J of the Constitution of Zimbabwe gives the Commission broad powers to instruct any person.
Uqhubeke esithi labo abathi ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyaqilwa kumele baze lobufakazi kukhomishini le kaZulu. Kodwa okhulume emele ibandla leCitizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Gift Osalo Siziba uthi bayasola indlela izeki esebenza ngayo esithi ivulela amathuba okugqila kukhetho.
Okuqala ukuthi sisakhulumisana labezeki ngenxa yokuthi thina njengenhlanganiso ese-rejectwe kusemthethweni sizakhuluma labo ukuthi sibonisane ukuthi kwenziwe njani into zilungisiswe ngendaba yokuqala ekuthiwa yi-dialogue ukukhulumisana. Okwesibili sizayenza ukuthiwa yi-public interest litigation kuya madala ukuze kube into.
Ingcitshi kwezombusazwe esebenza ephansi kwenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute umnumzana Bekuzela Gumbo uthi akumelanga ababuthi bangenele kukhetho ukuze lukhululeke.
Amasosha engavunyelwa uma ukuthi aprovide i-security phandle le kodwa uma sebengena phakathi kuzeki bephatha umsebenzi wezeki soku compromise isingathi independence izeki ayisazimelanga angeke isayibiza sithi independent commission mayabe isisetshenzelwa ngamasosha isiwaziyo eZimbabwe ukuthi abaningi bangkhona baphuma bekhuluma ukuthi basupporta iZANU njalo siyakwazi ukuthi iZANU iyo eyafuma izandla phela naleyo eyatshintshwa yabe yiZDF. So kuthi ukuthi izeki ayiseko njani ayiseko independent
eminyakeni ngazo zonke izikhathi kuqhutsha ukhetho elizweni ihlanganiso ezisebenzana loZulu ezibona ngamalungelo oluntu zivame ukusola izeki ngokuphathisa ibandla elibusayo ukuthi liqile ukhetho kodwa yona ithi yenza umsebenzi wayo kusemthethweni ngimele isitu 7 ngiseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abezanu-PF basungule uhlelo lokukhankasela ukhetho lwama-by-elections. Lolu hlelo lusungulwe okusemthethweni ngumsekeli kamongameli waleli bandla uMnumzana Kembo Mohati ngenkuthazo kuZulu ukubana ayibhalisela ukuvota ngoba kungasizi ukuza emhlanganeni ngobuningi abantu bengavoti. Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabasekeli bezanu-PF bezithe gwaqa lamhlanje elokitshini lenkulumane kobulawayo lapho lelo bandla belisungula uhlelo lokukhankasela ukuthola usekelo kukhetho lwama-by-elections lukamhlaka 26 Mbimbitho. Esungula okusemthethweni umkhankaso wokubhalisela ukuvota kanye lokuyavota, uMnumzana Kembo Mohati, umsekeli womkhokheli wezanu-PF, uthe kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu babhalisele ukuvota.
Given the support that you want and lean upon Google in numbers as you have done today, you need all to be registered as potential voters for us to win.
Nisihlalo wezanu-PF kobulawayo uMnumzana Jabulani Sibanda ukhuthaze abantu ukuba bahlukane lodlakela ngalesi sikhathi somkhankaso.
Asifuni abantu abenza ubudlwangudlwangu enye iphathi kumbe kwenye iphathi, lokhu asikufuni. Kodwa sifuna amaphathi wonke ananzelele ukuthi kulabanye futhi izigebenga eziba phakathi kwamaphathi abaqalisa ukwenza into ezinje ukuze abantu bamaphathi bonke belwisane. Thina sifunisa namaphathi, siyacela amanye amaphathi ekhona udla ukancedise ngabantu abenze khona lokho, ngabe ngababo bebalethe phambili, ngabe ngasibabo sincekisane ukubana sikwahle abantu ngobani abazojikijela abantu phakathi ozagcina kudasa sifisane sodwa.
Unduna Dumisani Ndondo obekhona emhlanganweni walamhlanje ukhuthaza ukuthula lenhlonipho ezweni.
Ukuthula elizweni and ithi we want peace and stability and advancement into esiyikhangeleyo thina. And then inhlonipho, inhlonipho ikakhulu ubukhokheli bukhona, funeka ubukhokheli bukhona buhlonitshwe. Of course kune-voter apathy kodwa sihlala sisiba nama-meetings sizama ukuthi sikhuthaze abantu ukuthi bathini bavote.
Unkosazana Bridget Bebe osakhulayo wezanu-PF uthi yena sewabhalisa kudala ngakho-ke ukhuthaza abatsha njengaye ukuphatheka kukhetho.
Ngiyabakhuthaza ukuthi uyabe sethene 18 eseredi ukukwanisa ukuyarejista ahamba ayovota ngoba i-economic development yenziwa abantu abasebenzisana kanye kanye nge-ruling party yabo ikhona. So ukuze siyalele ukusisebenzisana layo kumele sibekwazi ukuvota.
Kukhetho lwama-by elections lukamhlaka 26 Mbimbitho, izanu iyabe imelwe ngumnumzana David Ndlovu enkulumane kuthi umnumzana Gideon Msingo amelele libandla ephumula. Leli bandla lihle lathatha leli thuba ukuvezela abasekeli balo ababili laba kusungulwa umkhankaso wokudinga usekelo kukhetho. Kulandela ukuqhamuka kobhubhane lwe-COVID-19, umgcini sihlalo wekhomishini ebona ngezokhetho, iZimbabwe Electoral Commission, unkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba ngolwezi 2020 wamisa ukuqhutshwa kwama-by elections elandela umthetho u-SI-225A 2020 obunjwa lugatsha lwezempilakahle belandela iziqondiso zokumelana le-COVID-19. Usahluko 159 wesisekelo sombuso weZimbabwe uyaqinisa ukuvumela ukuphathwa kwama-by-elections phakathi kwenyanga ezintathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo enkulumane, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kunjalo nje ibandla eli-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi kulabasekeli balo ababotshiweyo eHarare namhlanje bekhankasela ukhetho lwama-by-elections. Amagqwetha abamelayo awenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum athi kubotshwe abayisikhombisa ngesikhathi sisiya emoyeni bebegcinwe enkambeni yamapholisa eHarare Central. leli bandla likhala ngokuthi abasekeli balo bayahlukunyezwa mahlayana ngabezanu phefu kanye lamapholisa. Kunjalo nje kuzaba lokuphithizela ngempela sonto amabandla ezombusazwe ekhankasa. Kusasa umholi we-MDC team Mnumzana Douglas Monzora ulo mhlangano wobulawayo. Kuthi ngesonto umkhokheli we-Citizens Coalition for Change Mnumzana Nelson Chamisa abe lowakhe eHarare. Abezanu PF baza kuba lowabo eMarondera ngosuku olufanayo. Untungameli Nkomo uxoxele ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe Mnumzana Evidlela Ngcobe.
Imikhankaso isikhathi sayo ukuthi sibe khona ngoba ukhetho vele selusalelwe ngamaviki ambalwa nje ukuthi lube khona lolo esithi ngeby election lokugcwalisa izikhala. Ngakho ke lonke iqembu eliyabe liphathekile kulolu khetho limele likhankase liye kuyo yonke indawo lapho lidingakala khona. Abazagoqa izandla bahlale bathi bona abantu bayasazi bazaba bazamangala ngokuba ukhetho kalusebenzi kanjalo. Kumele usukume uyefinyelele ebantwini ungabadeleli ungabeyisi uye batshela lokho bathembisa khona ngendlela eqondileyo ngolimo oluhloniphayo abantu baza kuzwisisa. Kanti ke vele lolu khetho soze lube ngolukhululekileyo ngokuba iZANU PF lokho isebenzisa iZBC amaphepha akahulumende ngendlela engafanelanga, amapolisa lokho esetshenziswa ngendlela engafanelanga, ayabandlulula amaqembu aphikisayo esekela iqembu leZANU PF. Ngakho ke konke khona lokho kwenza ukuthi ukhetho lungabe ngolukhululekileyo. Kodwa nanxa kunjalo kabasukume basebenze bakampeyine balwisa abantu basukume ngobuningi bayevota ngosuku lokuvota yikho okudingakalayo.
Abebandla likaThamisa bakhala ngokuthi bafakelwe imigoqo elukhuni efana lokuthi umhlangano wabo wangesonto eHarare abasekeli babo akumelanga bahambe ngezimota eziningi betshaya ama-slogan kumbe betoyitoya. Kanti njalo ibandla akumelanga lithwale abantu abavela kwezinye indawo besiza labo kulumhlangano. Okuyimigoqo abakaThamisa abathi kayifakelwa ibandla leZANU PF, ungathini ngalokho?
Baqinisile ukuthi imigoqo yonke levimbela inkululeko yokukhankasa ayifakelwa iqembu leZANU PF, ifakelwa amaqembu aphikisayo. Yikho kwenza ukuthi ukhetho lungakhululeki khona lokho. Amapholisa labezomthetho kwabafanelanga basebenze beluhlangothi kumbe ugatsha leZANU PF. Kumele bazimele bahambe lo mthetho ngendlela ofaneleyo. Kodwa ke asikuboni lokho kusenzakala. Sibona kuso sonke isikhathi nxa kusiza ukhetho ubone amapholisa labanye abezemthetho sebesekela iqembu leZANU PF. Khona lokho abakutshoyo ukuvimbela i-CCC kuyaveza kamhlophe ukuthi balohlangothi abalusekelayo. Akufanelanga kube njalo, angeke lube lukhetho olukhululekileyo. Kodwa ke nanxa sesisho kanjalo abantu abangakhathali abasukume bayevota ngosuku lokuvota bavotele lo ababe bemthanda bemfuni. Iyo yodwa indlela yokuvimbela ukubuswa ngumuntu ongamfuniyo.
Mnumzana Evidlela Ngcobe ucubungula ezombusazwe. Sehlulekile ukukhuluma lesikhulumeli samapholisa Mnumzana Phonyathi ngoba ubengadophi ucingo lwakhe. Owake wamela iHurungwe East edalele ephalamende unkosikazi Sarah Maoka akasekho. Maoka ubhubhele engozini yomgwaqo izolo thuzane leBuffalo Towns emgwaqweni osuka eHarare usiya eChirundu. Waba ngomunye ababekucelele G40 ebandleni leZANU PF. Leli cele elalikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Grace Mgabe lalisana lele Lacoste elalibikwa likhokhelwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esesengumsekeli kamongameli welizwe. Maoka ukhunjulwa ngokuthuka akwenza uMnangagwa emhlanganeni weZANU PF owenzelwa eHarare ngomunye umnyaka kulokudonselana kuZANU PF. Wagcina ixotshwa kuZANU PF ngemva kokugenqulwa kombuso owayengumongameli uMnumzana Robert Mgabe ngomnyaka 2017. Amalungiselelo omngcwabo abengakaziswa uZulu kodwa ukhangelele ukubekwa epulazini lakhe eliseHurungwe. Live Talk lamhlanje siqhubekela phambili sikhangela amalungiselelo okhetho lwama-by elections oluqhutshwa mhlaka 26 ngenyanga ezayo kaMbimbitho kanye lohlelo lokubhalisa ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota kule voter registration olwenziwa ngabezeke. Okwamanje wathi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika.
So kule minyaka phose elithumi lanye uhulumende kaBashar al-Assad ehlasele abantu ababetshengisela ngokuthula beququzela umbuso okhululekileyo kweleSyria wabahlukumeza kakubi ngezikhali ezinkulu amabhomba kanye legasi eyishefu. Udlakela lolu lwaphendula ukutshengisela lokhu kwahle kwavuka impi. Kusukela lapho kulabantu abangafika inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu alengxenye 350,000 asebefile ngenxa yalimpi. Abedlula izigidi ezilithumi lambili, 12 million abasela ndawo zokuhlala, kuthi abanye sebayaphephela emazweni angomakhelwane. Abantu abayisilinganiso sokungamathumi ayisithupha ekhulwini 60% kumbe izigidi ezilithumi lane 14 million badinga uncedo lokuhla ikakhulu ngalesi sikhathi sebusika. Abantu beSyria bathwele nzima ngomqando lomumo womkhathi ongemuhle. Izigidi zidinga okokuzikhudumeza. Kutsho umeli weMelika kumanyano we-United Nations, u-ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield. Uthe njalo, okwenza lumumo ube mubi ngamandla ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19, ukubhidlika komnotho kanye lokudlondlobala kodlakela. Indlala layo ihlasele ngamandla njalo izigidi lezigidi zabantu aziwatholi amanzi ahlanzekileyo aneleyo kweleSyria. Imikhuhlane ebangelwa ngamanzi angcolileyo layo iyayisanda. Ngalesi sikhathi sokuswela kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu abadinga usizo baluthole kungela migoqo. Ngisho lamaphilisi, imithi yokwelapha kanye lamajekiseni e-COVID-19. Sokule minyaka inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye lezisebenzi ze-United Nations zisitsho ukuthi uhulumende ka-Assad uyavimba kumbe ukungenela kundaba zokufikisa usizo ebantwini abaludingayo. Okukhathazayo kakhulu ikuvalwa kwemingcele yonke efinyelela izigaba ezilawulwa ngamaqembu alwisana lohulumende ngaphandle komngcele owodwa nje. Umngcele lo owebhabhu al-Hawa kumele wengezwe isikhathi sokusebenza kwawo yi-United Nations Security Council ngontulikazi. Uhulumende ka-Assad labangane bakhe bele Russia bafuna lonke usizo lokudla lokunye ludlule eDamascus kuqala. IMelika isekela zonke indlela zokuletha usizo ebantwini baseSyria. Kodwa usizo olusuka endaweni ezilawulwa nguhulumende lusiya kweziphethwe ngabalwisana laye luletha ingozi enkulu kulabo abaluhambisayo abasebenzela inhlanganiso eziphathisa abadubekileyo. Ngakho imingcele kumele ivulwe, kutsho u-ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Wengeze wathi amazwe omhlaba kumele asebenze ndawonye afake umfutho kuvulwe imingcele yonke ukuze ukudla kufinyelele abakudingayo, hatshi ukuthi kuvulwe umngcele webhabhu al-Hawa kuphela. UGreenfield ucizelele wathi isimo sendlala lokuhlupheka okuseSyria siphazamisa ukuthula lomvikela emhlabeni jikelele. Kumele senze konke okusemandleni ethu ukulungisisa lumumo siphathise abantu bakweleSyria.
Lolo ke bekuludaba oluvisa imibono kahulumende wele Melika. Kwezemidlalo uthi ulethemba lokuthola imiklomelo emithathu kulimpela viki umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele Highlanders uMandla Ndlovu. Intethele zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngocweleyo.
Iqembu le-Highlanders kaliqalanga kuhle imidlalo yeligi njengoba lenelise ukuthola umklomelo owodwa kumidlalo emithathu kodwa umpo futhi ngesonto kumele bayithathe yonke imiklomelo.
Amalungiselelo ahamba kuhle abafana mbona bela Dlabuzane njengoba ukwazi ukuthi ama-games ethu esiwadlalileyo amathathu aso magemu angani ahlavurisa abantu ngani bakhubekile kodwa mina ngithi njengomqeqeshi hathi silungiselele ukuthi umdlalo wethu lo wesine le wawa ngesonto kube le njabulo.
Iqembu le-Highlanders lihluleke ukulitshayela emambuleni kumidlalo emithathu edluleyo kodwa umpo futhi bakhangelele ukuguqula leso simo emdlalweni wangesonto oza kuba senkundleni eBarber Fields. Iqembu lebhoso lithenge umgadli omutsha uStanley Ngala ensukwini esanda kudlula njalo liphinde lathenga lonozinto osakhulayo uRafael PTC kanye lomdlali lewake walidlalela kudala uRaman Kutanzira. Imidlalo yeviki lesine yona iqala ngomgqibelo lapho iqembu le-Chicken Inn elizadlala khona lelebulawa yeChiefs enkundleni eluveve. Womabili la maqembu anqobile kumidlalo yawo edlalwe ngeviki edlileyo lapho ele Chicken Inn elitshaye khona ele 10x nge-3 kanya kuthi ele Chiefs linqobe le FC Platinum nge-2 kanya. Umbhekeshi weqembu le-Chiefs uNilton Teroso uthi bazazama ngamandla abo wonke ukuba bathole imiklomelo emithathu.
Siyazi akusoke kube lula njalo siyalihlonipha iqembu le-Chicken Inn ngoba lihlezi lidlalela phezu kwengalane okuyinto elifuna ukuyenza njalo nalonyaka. Sizazama ukuthi sincintise lathi kumizuzu engamachumi ayisiyagalolunye ukuze sithole imiklomelo emithathu.
Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu le-FC Platinum lizemukela ele-Dynamos ngasemandava kuthi eleyada lizadlala lele-Black Rhinos ngase-Baobab. Ngesonto iqembu le-Herentals lizadlala lele-Manyika Diamonds ngase-National Sports Stadium. I-Cranbourne Bullets izatshana lize-PC Kariba ngase-Baobab. I-10X izamukela iBulawayo City ngase-Sakuva kuthi iqembu le-Triangle lizadlala lele-Harare City ngase-Gibo. Ngomvulo iqembu le-Cape United lizancikelana lele-Ngezi Platinum Stars ngase-National Sports Stadium. Kolunye udaba olumela lomdlalo wenguqu iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe elaziwa kakhulu ngegama elithi Mighty Warriors lizadibana leLebotswana kusasa ngolwesihlanu enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium kumkhankaso wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumncintiswano we-Africa Women Cup of Nations. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Mighty Warriors usithethelelo isibanda uthi amalungiselelo abo ahamba kuhle.
Ama-players abesele isikhathi eside engazivoxavoxi kodwa okwamanje hayi sebekushephe engcono so ngibona ngani emdlalweni wase Botswana bazadlala kuhle kakhulu.
IZimbabwe leBotswana zizaphindana umphehlo ngolwesithathu oluzayo njalo iqembu elizanqoba lapho ngemva kwemidlalo yomibili lizathola ilungelo lokuyaphatheka kumncintiswano we-Africa Women Cup of Nations ozaqhutshelwa elizweni laseMorocco ngenyanga kaNtulikazi. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Uliviki uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi womdumo we-Afropop uMakhosini Dominic Mkomo odume ngegama lakhe kwezokucula elithi Marco Dre. Yena-ke usebenzela kwele-Australia. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi we-Studio 7 u-Ezra Chisosibanda.
Zivela ngaphansi komhlaba khonani abantu kuse down under eOzi zicula ngumakho Trey uza Nkomo
izalwa kobulawayo ngikhulela entaba zinduna emulini enamantombazana amabili mina kuyimi umfana wokuqala. Umnyaka wami wokuzalwa ngizalwe ngoMarch mhla ka 14 kungumnyaka ka 1996. Ezokuhlabela kahle kahle ngiqalisele ngomnyaka ka 2015 kusiya ku 2017 lapha kodwa bekusese isifiso.
I
wethu ukhulela lelengoma zabaculi abaningi labanye abamenza waba nomdlandla ukufuna ukucula.
2018 ubuya nje phezulu ngapha. Ikho lapho engiqalise khona ukuthatha imusic yami serious. Ngaze ngazozuza i-opportunity yokuthi ngize ngihlabele la uBig Zulu. UBig Zulu from South Africa of course yamazi. Ingoma ethi yona emazweni. Ukuhlabeleni kwami lo Big Zulu yikho lapha engani ngiqale khona ukuba kuyithunzanyana nje ebantwini.
Ulesikhathi ecula ekhona le Australia uke wasebenza labanye abaculi abadumileyo.
Yashi music yami yona inspire ngu Akon. So Akon nje as a keeper ingoma yakhe leyana ethiwa Lonely and So Lonely. Ngiqalise umlalela kwaphana, I think benilabo 7 years old. Abantu bathi indaba ungaqali, indaba ungazama ukuzibhalela nje ezakhe ingoma ngoba uyahlabela khanye ngathiwa into ekuwe, indaba ungazama ukubhala ezakhe ingoma. Yikho ke lapho manje okusukele khona manje ukuthi ngibe uMarco Dre ke lo sehlabela lo Marco Dre umfana kaShawus Momondi uMarco Dre umfana sehlabela lo Big Zulu ingoma ethi emazwe.
Ngawuthola ngapi makho?
Izitholakala nje kuma platform wonke, lengangena ku Google Play, iTunes, Apple Music, kobo Spotify, kobo YouTube, indawo nje eziningi. I think ama platforms ale music yama afika 30 I think. And then ama platform ami ama social media, anyway, noma nje kando Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anyway, ngingahamba lifike lidinge u Marco Dre, M A K H O E. And then Dre, Drey. Abasho. Injabulo yasenda wasindona.
Abasho mfoka nkomo abashwe. Lathi kuhlelo Woza Fridays lomculi osizalwane seZimbabwe osehlala kwele Australia. UMarco Dre. Libe nampela sonto emnandi. Igama lami as a Jesus band.
Ngizihlobo wathi sikhangile ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Abekomishini ebona ngezokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission bathi akuphambani lomthetho wokusebenzisana kwabo labezomvikela loba izisebenzi zikarhulumente zincedisa kwindaba zokhetho. AbeZANU PF basungule uhlelo lwabo lokukhankasela ukuthola usekelo kukhetho lwamabhayi elections. Ukhokhelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli waleli bandla uMnumzana Kingo Mahadi. Kuleviki kuhlelo Woza Friday besilomculi womdumo we-Afropop uMakhosini Dominic Nkomo odume ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Marco Dre. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngupraxitus Jeremiah esithi pelasonto elithukela.